Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
So if you have been listening over the last couple of weeks, then you know we've been doing Tradio, where we were going to trade up with you guys every single day with an item of slightly greater value. And weeks ago, we started with a little keychain that Melissa brought in.
Yeah, we all brought in an item to see what we should start with, and we decided on Melissa Carter's keychain. It was a Samoa cookie from the Girl Scouts, and it was like a collector's item because it was a special anniversary edition or something like that.
It was worth less than like $3 or something like
that. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it was sent to Melissa as a little promotional item. So, she traded that for a Tigger pen that had some collector value to it. And then we traded the Tigger pen for some Superman comics. The comics traded up for some Tiffany candlesticks. The candlesticks traded up for some really nice jewelry. The jewelry traded up for a NASCAR chair. That happened when I was out, though, so I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
And then the NASCAR chair went for the piano?
Piano, I think. Mm-hmm. Then the piano.
Piano went for the car. Mm-hmm. Which we thought was going to be the end of it. It was a 94 Volvo.
Would have been totally happy going from a keychain to a car. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. Would have been happy with the Volvo. We could have ended this thing. Well, we decided just one more day. We'll give it one more try. If there was somebody that had something of slighter, greater value, then we'd give this thing one more shot. And sure enough, Jeremy calls up with probably the best ending that could have possibly happened.
I've got it's a 45-inch 1080 progressive scan LCD flat panel TV. It's just super duper.
Why are you getting ready?
Hold on. You sound like the TV salesman in like 40-year-old virgin.
It is super duper.
Well, I don't have great decision-making skills, and when I had a little bit of money, I was supposed to go get a car, and I came home with a TV. and my wife won't watch it with me, and I would like to enjoy my wife again, so I need a car.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Were you literally on your way down to buy a car, and then you just kind of like the ADD kicked in, and you ended up buying a TV?
I got the money. I was like, all right, Jeremy, you're going to go get a car, right? And I was like, yeah. And then I got one of those stupid Crutchfield magazines, and I opened it, and I saw the TV, and I was just like, oh, I got to have it. So I realized that I thought I was 28, but evidently I'm only 18, and that I'm not responsible enough to be left outside, so I don't have an ATM card anymore, and I'm not allowed to have checkbooks. I get $20 a week, and that's about
it. She put you on restriction.
You got an allowance.
Jeremy, there is power in prayer, my friend.
Yes, thank God.
The car is yours.
We are going to make the trade with you. We will give you the Volvo, but we get the 45-inch flat-screen TV.
Well, okay, Here's part of the deal. We'll give you the car, and you have to give us a half hour of your time when you come to pick up the car so we can talk to you both.
All right, that's fine with me.
So you got to bring her in here with you when we give you the Volvo, okay?
Well, she has to be. She's got to drive me there.
So that was a couple of days ago on the show, and Jeremy and Jenna are here with us this morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
We're good.
Hey, Jenna, I'm just curious. Every single day that you walked into that house and you saw that flat screen TV, did it just bug you to no end?
I just quit going downstairs altogether.
Really?
Really?
You just boycotted that. Our bedroom, we got one up there.
So your evil plan worked, Jeremy. Kept her out of there for a while.
It wasn't the plan, I swear to God.
Did you feel guilty when you were watching it because you knew it made her so mad?
I stopped watching it. I kind of tried the first time, but I was sitting down there on the couch by myself, and I knew she was up there, and she'd stomp on the floor every now and then. So I just gave up. I gave it to the 7-year-old. He enjoyed it a lot. It's great for cartoons.
Jenna, explain to me the day that he came home and he told you that there is no car. There's just a flat screen TV. Mm. How did he break that to you?
Bluntly, Jeremy isn't one with tact that much. So he just said, hey, look what I got. You'll be so excited.
You're like overselling this thing as soon as you walked in, right?
I thought that I was doing a good thing for the family because the way I looked at it, the car was selfish because it was just for me to get back and forth from work. And I had one, although it wasn't in good condition. It was going to die. But I was like, TV, whole family, high definition. I'm a good person. Nobody appreciated it but me.
Did you buy that? Did you buy that even for a second?
I know so nothing about tech that it's not funny. And he came in trying to tell me all this tech stuff. And I'm like, it's a TV. It doesn't have wheels. It doesn't go anywhere. It's a TV.
You can't take it to work.
So you said that he's been a bad spender since the day you met. You were telling us off the air. Tell everybody about your first date, then your 2-week anniversary gift.
Well, the first date, we went to a little place, a little seafood restaurant. And Jeremy hates seafood. But he did show up with a whole day at Spa Citadel. So that was our first date present. Yeah. No flowers. I got a whole day at Spa Citadel. And then 2 weeks after that, we were on another date, and he shows up with half carat diamond earrings, a pair of them. So that was great, too. And then within 3 weeks, we ended up married. So now I have a 1-carat Leo diamond. Within the first 3 weeks, he went through God knows how much money.
Wow.
All right. Well, she
started off strong, dude. Well, this is a marathon.
Was this some sort of movie where you have to be married by age 25?
No, it was more like a movie. Like I was 275 and she was way hotter than I was. So I was going to do anything I could to try to let her know that I can lose weight. You just give me a chance. But no, I completely fell totally in love with her. We talked on the phone.
So you're taking the weight out of your wallet?
Basically. I was going to let her know that I was willing to do anything for her. So it was, I don't know. I just decided to go all out, and it just hasn't stopped since then, though.
That's more like you and your just behavior rather than maybe the way that you wanted to start the relationship. It didn't stop there.
No, it didn't, but I want to be a nice guy. But
I should have known about not to let him have the ATM at that point.
Yeah, she let me have the ATM for a little while, but I don't anymore. I've got a dollar left for this week. So
So how is it rationed out? Like, does she just come by and give you a $20 bill on Monday?
Oh, it's actually Sunday night. I get a $20 bill, and she wishes me good luck. So, which is bad because, like, I've, you know, had the weight problem and I lost the weight. But now she's like, hey, there's a dollar meal in you at McDonald's. You know, good luck. So she's evidently satisfied with me just getting fatter and fatter as each day goes on.
I love this kind of like sub storyline here. You were 275 pounds when you met her?
Yeah, when I met her, I was 275 and just my eyebrows kind of met. I had to wax my eyebrows. She made me because I couldn't show up like this. So. Yeah, I was 275, horrible dresser. I really was the 40-year-old virgin. I mean, I had all the toys in the world, and it was just, I kind of just didn't have the social skills with the ladies, believe it or not.
They just buy them stuff.
Yeah, I bought
stuff. Buy them stuff, maybe she'll take her pants off.
Maybe, hey, but you know, but that wasn't the way it was. I hoped it would work, even though I didn't say it out loud, you did it for me. But I was a 40-year-old virgin, and she was been single for a while, an expert dater. She always told me she dated half of Atlanta, so you can say hi to all your old friends. But I was really intimidated by her, so I knew that I had to really be like somebody that she'd never met. So I was, but yeah, I was fat and nasty. It wasn't attractive
at
all.
And you looked at this 275 piece of clay, and you're like, I can definitely reform this thing into something that is perfect for me.
That's what he tells me.
Well, no, it was it wasn't until after we got married, because I thought she was just a chubby chaser. I was like, she likes fat guys. It'll work. and she was like, no, I come to find out, because then I started like, well, you know, didn't you date all fat guys? And she was like, no, I dated like bodybuilders and Mr. Georgia before you, so.
That'll help, huh?
Oh, hey, it does wonders for the old self-confidence. And she's like, but don't worry, because when we're intimate, I can just move your stomach out of the way. So.
At that point, it was a full-on panis.
Yeah.
At 275, yeah, it was a panis right there.
It was lots of fun. But no, she's been good for me. She's got me in the gym and made me not so focused on the tech stuff, although the TV goes against that. But that was really like my first moment of weakness. So it's like, that's why I have to get the TV away from me, exercise the demons. I'm going back to being a sociable person that doesn't want to sit in the side of the house and watch Matrix for the 5,000th time.
Yeah. Still got the dork in there trying to get out, isn't
he? Man, he's sitting there trying to. he basically only comes out when it deals with my computer. That was the only other thing in our relationship that I've gone overboard was I built a computer and it's got antifreeze in it and it's a liquid cooling system.
And it was a disaster.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You're serious about that?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Our computer has coolant and our car doesn't.
Hey, well, you don't have a car, so you got to use the coolant somewhere.
What do you need a coolant for your computer?
It doesn't have wheels either.
What do I need coolant for my computer? Yeah. Well, it's because you can take a computer chip and you can like go into the programming and make it go faster. It's all about if you can control it. I'm sounding like an idiot right now.
I mean, you're getting close.
Is this like a normal computer? Or is it like one of the 1950s ones where it takes up an entire room? There's tapes whirling.
But you didn't hear the best part. He built it for me.
It all of a sudden has become sweet.
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you.
That's a good excuse for the money that he spent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it was for her because she, you know, she's at home and she needs access to the world. She's, you know,
okay,
trying to
start. Let me just say, because we all have computers at our house. None of them have Prestone antifreeze in it. So, like, what is going on in your home that requires so much data processing? Like, what's the most complicated thing that you do on your computer?
You want to know honestly?
Uh-huh.
I just finished building our first website for the business that we're trying to open, so it's pretty graphics intensive.
Uh-huh.
And so that was part of it. And then we do a lot of photo editing, too. Just our kids, we're picture freaks, and he has super high-tech cameras and all that kind of stuff, so I need something to break it down. And any normal computer would just lock it up.
Plus, Jeremy looks at porn at an amazing rate.
You wouldn't believe it. No, she took one for the team because she didn't say, my husband likes video games.
No wonder why you need Colton in this thing.
Well, you know.
Jeremy's the only guy in Atlanta who can look at 400 sets of boobs an hour. Just click, 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 click.
No, that's the... I'm broken for my wife. She's the only one that I like to look at naked when she lets me.
So she's the one who looks...
Before or after she gives you the allowance?
No, it's... I don't... You know, I really don't care because it was like I was single and I had a good job and lots of money. I could have all the toys in the world. But, you know, I decided I wanted, you know, a relationship with a really hot girl more than I did the toys and stuff. So I'm fine with $20. Like, as long as she's, you know, it's nice to me, it's all that matters.
Hey, Marcella, good morning.
Yeah, that's great.
You're on all the hits, Q100. Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Bert?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was just calling. Listen, this guy is so great. I am so in love with him.
He's so sweet, isn't he?
Yes, he's got a great husband.
I'm curious, at 275, like, you must have been so intimidated when you approached her at first.
I was scared to death.
I bet.
I was scared to death because she...
Hey, you want coolant in your computer?
No.
No, it was even better. He showed up at the first date in plaids and saggy drawers and bad shoes.
Oh, dude.
Man, I didn't know. What was I supposed to do? If you wanted a question about DVDs, come talk to me. A hot girl didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know that it mattered. I got it at Abercrombie. I thought that made it okay. I was wrong.
You must have seen something in him, though. Like, you said yes to the date.
Yeah, he already had me by then. We'd had a few phone conversations, and he's really, really funny. No, everybody can probably tell, and that's kind of what keeps us going, is he is really hilarious.
Did you guys meet online?
Yeah, off Match.com.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and did you tell her right off the bat that what you look like and what you...
There was pictures posted, but he had like a neck up.
Okay. I took the camera and I kind of did it from the side and looked up at it to where it wouldn't kind of catch the whole double chin hanging down.
That's very MySpace of you.
Yes, well, you know, it worked.
It's a marketing decision. It's well done. You got to do that.
It was, but she's not telling you what really got her to be with me. I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, sure you can.
It was the boldest thing I've ever done. She was just talking, you know, she said like what was important to her and stuff like that. And, you know, one of the things was that, you know, she couldn't be with, you know, small guys or anything like that.
Oh, no.
So, like, on the first, this was like the second date I was at her house, and I was staying in her bedroom. I just pulled my pants down and said, well, can we have a second date?
No, so, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah.
So you're
did she still think you were a funny guy? Was she laughing then?
No, she was like, okay, I'll marry you.
Well done.
Oh, my God, that is so funny. So you're just, like, rattling off, like, the things that you have to have in a husband, and he's like, well, how do I do?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was that bold. He just kind of went, like, there, will that work? You stand there kind of speechless. What do you say? You know what you're looking at. I was just
well,
like,
it was like I said, I had my mind made up that she was what I wanted, and I wasn't, you know, if I was going to get disqualified for something, I needed to find out now before I went and did anything
before
else.
Before you spend any more money, you'd have to mortgage your house to take her on a third date. So.
No, that was like a week after we got married. That was the 1 month anniversary gift was the house.
Plus, she, you had been dating. I mean, you were good in that because she was dating all those steroid-shrunk bodybuilders. So,
right. Like, you know. No, man, it was even worse than that because she was dating the bodybuilders and she was dating old dudes. Like, she was dating, like, 38, 40-year-old guys.
Oh, good Lord.
Old.
And I mean, you know.
Antique.
We won't go into the daddy issues, but still. No, it was, after we got married, the only family, before we were getting married, the only family that came down was her father, and she sent me to pick him up at the airport, and I'm standing at the airport, and I was like, well, what does he look like? And she's like, don't worry, when you see him, you'll know that it's him.
Wait, he forgot to tell you the good part. Like, Jeremy and I come from very, very different backgrounds. I grew up in California. My family is bikers. We live in the desert, and I mean hardcore bikers. Jeremy grew up on a golf course.
Okay.
So she's like, he's just an old biker guy. You're going to see him. When you see him, you'll know it's him. So I'm standing at the airport waiting for him to come in. And, like, the people are coming. All of a sudden, here comes this guy. And I swear to God, he looks like Hagrid off of Harry Potter. He's huge. He's got this afro hair out. He's got these pants that are about five sizes too big being tied with a rope. And he's got shoes with no shoelaces. And he's just sitting there and, like, plopping down the way, and I was like, oh my God, it can't be him. It can't be him. And he looks at me and goes, he kind of squints his eyes, goes, you Jeremy? And I said, yes, sir. And he's like, all right, smiles, and he's got about three teeth in his head. And I was like, all right, sir. And I was just like scared, and it was like, we're sitting in my truck and we're driving to her house because that's where I was going to drop him off. And I couldn't talk because I was afraid he was going to kill me. And the only piece of advice he can say, he's like, so y'all getting married? And I was like, yes, sir. And he's like, well, you know, you don't have to get married to have sex. And I was like, well, and that was the funniest thing about it is we didn't do anything. Like, we decided once, like, we were like, hey.
Well, you had to hold out 3 weeks. Hey, how'd you manage that?
Hey, that's the good, all right? It was tough. But anyway, he was like, you don't got to be married to have sex. And I was like, well, I really love your daughter, and I want to have sex with her forever and don't want anyone else to have sex with her. So I'm willing to sign the paperwork. And he's like, well, I don't care, just as long as you don't do anything stupid. I was like, all right, getting married after 3 weeks, you don't consider that stupid. I'm pretty cool then.
So. Hey, George Ann, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
And can I borrow your belt? I'd like to tie something to my roof.
Good morning. I just want to say, watch out, blue collar TV. Here comes Jeremy.
Seriously,
Jeff,
right?
He's going to be replaced.
Hey, Summer, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Okay, you guys have to take a picture of them. I am, like, dying to see what they look like.
This is a good-looking couple.
Like, I think you guys are great. I was like, who is this? Is this some celebrity couple I didn't hear about? And I was like, oh, right, the TV and car thing. So
we'll take a picture. We'll put it up on the website.
They're very normal looking.
Yeah, good looking
which
couple.
Which is unusual for this show.
Well, it's like I said, she, you know, she definitely was like, all right, you have to lose weight. So I lost weight because I wanted to stay married. That was just my whole point, was to stay married. Because God knows that there was, the whole house thing was because we happened so quickly that, I was actually moved because she has a 7-year-old, my son, Nick, and he had to stay in his school. So I moved in with her for a short while, and there was cars driving by and like people puzzled looks like, you know, who is this guy? So I was like, I got to move just to get her away from and get the sin away from all the other people that are trying to find her. So it was, you know, it was a necessity to me because like she was telling me, you know, watch out when you're walking to your car because some of them were ex-Marines.
Uh-oh. So. A lot of comfort here. A nest of comfort.
How long y'all been married now?
Going on 2 years.
Is that right?
And now you got yourself a Volvo.
That's right. Thank God.
Now it's all come full circle.
Yes, it has.
We appreciate you guys coming in, man. And
thank
congratulations
you.
On being the final winners of Tradio. You guys got the Volvo. Can drive it out of here today.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We got to take a picture. You guys put it up on the website, too.
All right. Thanks
for coming in, you guys.
Thank you very much.
It's a great story. Really great story. That couldn't have ended any better.
This is
which one's the good one? Fate or destiny?
Destiny.
This is destiny. This
is
why the Girl Scout keychain came to Melissa 2 years ago. This is why the Girl Scouts sell cookies. This is why someone invented the girls. This is why there are women.
It was just so Jeremy and Jenna could meet each other.
Yep.
Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Burt Show.
What's up, man?
In January 2005, I was the marketing manager at the local Girl Scout Council, and I sent one Melissa Carter that keychain.
There you go.
Oh, you're the one.
So it makes my heart feel good. I saved a marriage in some part.
You started destiny, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You know what's creepier than you watching Laguna Beach? That guy working for the Girl Scouts.
The Bird Show.